In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. I'm here in San Antonio, Texas, for the All-American Bowl. And one of the guys who is supposed to be playing in that bowl game is making his decision to commit publicly to Ohio State on Saturday. And I wanted to get an opportunity to sit down and talk with Hero Canoe as he makes his decision. So let's get Hero on the show and talk about commitment number 21 for Ohio State in the class of 2022. The man, the myth, the legend, Hero Canoe has joined us to talk about his decision. And again, Hero, we're joking about it before we started recording. We're just two guys sitting in a San Antonio hotel room. Half a mile apart. Unfortunately, you're not playing in the game this week. I know that's frustrating to you, but you wanted to make sure you still had an opportunity to use this stage to talk about your decision and why it ended up being Ohio State. So let's just start there. After everything you saw in the last year, you went all over the world, you went all over the country, you saw 50 different schools. What was it about Ohio State that made it the right place for you?
It really was the people. As soon as I stepped on campus, I basically knew the day I stepped on the campus, the 8th and the 9th of June, I would come here. I just needed reassurance of like all the other recruitment trips, like, okay, is it the right place? And it really was the right place. There was not really like a lot of competition for that. Ohio State just gave me the feeling like a family, especially Coach Johnson. He really takes care of his players. Coach Day, super nice. All the players, too, like JT, welcomed me pretty well. He was my host on my official visit. And I feel like I have a great connection to the people in Ohio.
Yeah, it's so interesting because you're a very personable person. You're a very friendly guy. Like, everywhere you go, you meet people that you really like. So what separates, what is that one feeling that Ohio State had that was just, that was different? And you said it really wasn't close. So what really was different?
I feel like the people here were really truthful. I feel like every recruit can talk about that and like visits. They're always like fake being nice or like being a little bit too extra. You know what I mean? And I feel like it had the right amount of being honest here at the Ohio State. They gave me like a safe feeling, and it was just like such a family feeling ever since I stepped on campus.
Now for you as a defensive lineman, it's interesting. It's that, you know, you have signed your letter of intent, correct? So you're done, you're locked in. When you signed, you know, there was only one defensive lineman committed up until basically 2 days before that. That was Kenyatta Jackson. Then Caden Curry committed. Now you're in the class. Omari Yabor is in the class as a commitment. That group has really started to come together. How important was it for you to make sure that you guys had this nucleus of those four really, really special defensive linemen?
So we basically all knew, we all been in contact, and we talked about where we're going to commit. Like, of course, we are prospects. And I knew Caden Curry was going to come. I knew Omari was going to come. So I already had like the feeling, okay, we're going to build something bigger. And I mean, I hope for the future we're going to get some more guys too in like on every position and the class of 23 as well. But I think it was like great to see we are like a little late. You know what I mean? Like everybody else got their recruits early and we're coming so far behind. And I feel like we're going to surprise them.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because you guys, as you said, all of you guys knew what you were doing, but you didn't do it, right? And I think that's just because of the business of recruiting, and you know that it's things change. And you've watched in the last month a number of things change. Oklahoma, who was one of your favorites, Lincoln Riley left to go to USC. Dan Lanning at Georgia, one of your favorites, goes to Oregon. How hard has it been for you, especially as a new guy in the U.S., to really see how this business of college football operates?
It was really hard. I actually was thinking about sending the letter of intent in February because of all these coaching changes. But I have enough trust in Coach Johnson that he will not leave or not get fired. So I was like, okay, done deal. I'm going to do it. But it is really hard. I think it doesn't matter where you're from. It's always going to get changes. And like, you just got to accept it at some point.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Johnson is going to be in Ohio State, but there is a new defensive coordinator, Jim Knowles from Oklahoma State. Have you had any conversation yet with Coach Knowles? And what is the role that he sees you playing on the defensive line?
Yes, sir. I was actually on the phone with him right after he got hired. I asked Coach Day if I could like get in contact with him. So we organized that. I think he's a really nice person. I really liked his work at Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma State. And I think it's going to be the right job for him.
You know, as a guy, again, and we talked about this a lot on the last time you were on the show, but everything in this space, in this world of college football, probably is so crazy to you sometimes as you look at it. Did you get an opportunity to really watch Oklahoma State football? It's not like they were a school you were really considering. So how hard has it been to go back and watch their film and say, okay, this is the role I'd play in this defense, or this is what they want to do with a guy like me?
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply with UiPath, the world's number one AI-powered business automation platform. UiPath, the foundation of innovation.
So ever since I heard he's going to come, I watched a few games. I was actually watching Oklahoma State and Baylor game, which was, I think, pretty interesting. I mean, you just kind of pick up throughout the season. It's not like you don't only watch the teams that you get recruited by, but like all the teams. At least I did it. So I know they're going to play a forefront at Ohio State. That's something Coach Johnson really wanted. And that's the main thing, you know, like as a defensive lineman, playing in a three front is not the most fun.
So do you see yourself as a traditional three tech? Does Ohio State, as Larry Johnson talked to you about learning how to roll into the one? Like, what is the opportunity that you see for yourself in the Buckeyes defensive line in the future?
I see myself more from, I would say, a 2-eye to like a 4-eye. Of course, I prefer more from like a 3. A heavy 3, a normal 3 technique, or a 4-eye, that's like where I can see myself the most. And that's the position I would prefer. There are always going to be better guys at the end position, just for speed, or at the nose position for weight and strength. So I feel like I'm the perfect body for the 3 technique.
Yeah, I mean, that is the big thing for you moving forward, right, is learning how to turn your body, which is designed for that, but now into a college-ready body. Has Coach Mick, Coach Day, have they given you a weight plan? Have they given you a workout plan? What do you do from now until June when you enroll?
So they basically gave me like a plan that it's like this big. That shows me like the weekly work that I'm going to do in the gym starting after this bowl, this All-American bowl.
If you ever get to go home.
If I ever get to go home, I have no symptoms, so I think I'm fine and I'm ready to go.
You know, how excited are you just to have this over with? I mean, I know you enjoyed the process, but at the same time, you also get a little sick of it because there's a lot of people like me out there trying to talk to you all the time. Like, how happy are you that this is over and you can spend the next 6 months just preparing for Ohio State?
It is happy, and I mean, it is fun. But also, like, the whole recruiting, it was a really fun experience. And it's sad it goes to an end. And, like, leaving people in the unknown, that was, like, a big thing. So it was always, like, fun, like, hearing all the guests. It's like, I know you're going to go there and there. And you're going to go there. And everybody says a different school. It was just fun, like, seeing all that. But principally, it's fun to be over with that because you can focus on one thing now.
Yeah, it's been 3 and a half weeks since you signed that letter of intent. How hard was it to keep that a secret?
It was pretty hard. Like, I actually committed, I think, 2 months ago, but like silently. And it was so hard. Like, of course, my family knows. My host family knows too. I have enough trust in them to not tell it. But it was really hard because you like just want to let it out. It's like a, like the secret. You just want to let it out, but like you couldn't because you want to have like the big stage, like you said earlier. Just like it is just a super hard thing to keep private. It is crazy.
And I know it's been super disappointing to you that you're not going to be practicing this week and aren't playing this week, but you still have the opportunity now to say your thanks to the people out there. Who are you? Who do you want to give a message to, I guess, you know, to say, hey, this process is over and I'm ready to be a Buckeye?
I would say everyone that like supported me in my way, especially my mom, my siblings, my dad, Brandon Collier, PPI recruits, and all the people back in Germany, but also my friends. And especially like a message to like people back in Germany or like Europe in general is like, just keep working. Dreams gonna come true if you just believe it. Just believe it.
I tried to dub you the Bavarian Bull Rusher recently. That's the nickname I want to give you. I hope that sticks. We'll try to get some NIL worked out with that and find a way to get you a, I don't know, maybe you can be a bull fighter and play it all into that. So anyway, man, I really appreciate you taking time. I know this week has been bittersweet for you, but wanted to say congratulations and we will see you in Columbus in June.
Thank you very much. Go Buckeyes.
No problem. That's Hero Canoe. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Road. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.